Today, Marcus and Devin keep it simple by recapping E3. It's this week's episode of Trust Circle. Hello! Welcome to episode 34 of the Trust Circle Podcast. That might be the first time I've called it the Trust Circle Podcast.
Since the episode of the one.
The one. The Neo?
The 1X.
Oh, God. Yeah, well, hi, guys. It's me and Marcus. We are here. We are back. We are ready to rumble.
No, it's been a while, folks.
It has been a while. This is going to be our E3 recap show. If you listen to our last show, which you haven't, because as of this recording, it has not been posted.
It'll be posted by the time you listen to this, so...
We'll see.
So, like, you can listen back to back and, like, see how right we were about our predictions.
Man. We'll see. I don't know if you can hear anything, because last time you were just, like, trying to survive through the disease Marzipan was giving you.
Oh, yeah! Your cat was making me so sick.
Last episode was real rough on me.
And now she's sitting right here next to me.
Yeah, we'll see how long you last.
I have stone grit. You can't get rid of me. I survived, nah.
This is true. So you say. And if there's one thing we learned on this podcast, it's to not trust a single thing you say, Mr. 7 NES Classics.
You know what I do have now? I have this, like, NES Classic wireless controller that I got at E3 for sitting in the ball pit.
I saw that picture last night of you sitting in the... What?
It was for Nyko. And Nyko was showing off a bunch of Switch accessories.
So what was the deal? Embarrass yourself like a four-year-old and get a controller?
Excuse me.
Woof.
Oh, wow. Oh, man.
We're just letting it all out this episode.
We are. You sit in the ball pit and there's all these... So, actually... Side story, you know how they're not allowed to have booth babes?
Yeah.
Like, the girls at the ball pit, they were totally booth babes.
Sure.
But,
it's really just, you have to word it weirdly at this point. Like, it still happens. Like, Nintendo still has, you know, ladies walking around with 3DSs tied to them, like...
But they're not, like, scantily clad.
Sure. At some point, though, like, once you're in the doors, though, like, what are they going to do?
I mean, sure, yeah.
It doesn't make it any, like, less gross. I'm just saying, like, it's not like they were going to get kicked out.
Yeah, I suppose so. It just definitely seemed odd because I feel like I haven't really seen that in the last few years. Mm-hmm. Like, I know that Nintendo hires attractive ladies to model their games.
And only Nintendo.
But they're like, you know, like fully dressed. It's like khakis and like tucked in t-shirt, whatever. It's like, you know, it's like they aren't selling their bodies.
True. Like, side note, it is so hot in here.
It is very hot.
I can feel myself getting like more and more.
Like cakey?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's going to be fun.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I was more scantily dressed.
Mm. Well, it's your house. You do what you want.
This is true. We'll see. We'll see what happens. Yeah, well, do you want to just jump right into it?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. So, it happened. E3 happened. It was public this year?
Yeah.
So you were there. So, how did that play out from your perspective?
It didn't feel too different from last year, but I think that was because... Last year, all I did was want to play Zelda. And so the Zelda line was like 4 hours anyway. But this year, every booth was 4 hours. And it was just like across the board. And like by day three, I just left. I like left around noon. I was like, you know what? There's nothing that I want to play that badly that I want to wait 4 hours for. And I don't know. Like... The thing people need to realize is that E3 is not about the actual show.
No.
Like, if you're in the industry, like, you're... And you're at E3, it's like you're working all day. Either as press or as a developer or as a... like as an exhibitor, but like it's a job for you. Like the actual show is like not fun, and then if you're just a random person who's in the industry but not working the show, you're just kind of an afterthought who's just waiting in lines. Like it's not really meant for the public.
Yeah, I mean that was the 1 year I went and was there for about an hour before I was no longer there.
Oh, why weren't you no longer there?
Okay, so I went with a company that had a booth there.
Mm-hmm.
And they wanted extra help. My dad was working with them at the time. I had worked with them in the past. And they're like, yeah, just come, you know, we'll have badges for you and it's fine. And they had badges for me, but they weren't, they were just people who weren't working there that day. So I was wearing someone's badge, and I got in once, no problem. Second time I left and came back, they checked ID, and they were like, yeah, whatever. The dumb part is that we could have gotten way more than enough badges for everyone to go.
Yeah.
They just didn't want to, like, go through the process of, like, I came on, like, sort of later into the mm-hmm. process, but not late enough where I couldn't have gotten a badge, like, my own badge.
Yeah.
So, like, wasn't really my fault. And it was extra lame because I didn't actually end up doing anything. Because I got there, showed up, I went in, like, checked in, said hi, and they were like, okay, we're covered for now. Like, but like in about an hour, we'll rotate out and you can come and work mm-hmm. the booth. So me and my friend, who was also there, we walked around, saw some stuff, left to go get some food. We're like, all right, well, let's go back and check in. And that's when we got booted. And so
yeah. And so the thing is that there were so many people this year that, like, they physically could not check everyone's IDs, so...
So when I went, it was, like, weirdly not busy at all. And so we kind of saw everything anyways by the time we went out the first time to get lunch or whatever. And, yeah, so, like, as we were walking up, we kind of saw, like, they have nothing to do. This is going to go bad really quick, and then it did.
Yeah.
But... To what you were saying earlier about it not being, like, an event for a consumer, like, mm-hmm. it's super not.
It's not.
And it made, like the World of Tanks stage that was there, like, it was, like, really bombastic and weird. And, like, it stood out like a sore thumb because it was, like, that was, like, one area that was kind of presenting as, like, an advertisement more so than the other, like, booths or the other, I guess they're just big booths.
Yeah. I like big booths, and I cannot lie.
I did like walking between the Xbox and PlayStation wall.
Those other gamers can't deny.
I don't know. I watched some Wii U.
When a babe walks
in. It was before the Wii U came out. That's how long ago it was.
Back
when we had hope?
Back when Nintendo hadn't released the Wii U yet.
Yeah.
Weren't those good times?
I don't know. Well, let's... I don't know. What happened to games? We're older and wiser and sadder now. Let's just run through, like, the press conferences.
Okay.
And then we can hit on things that came out outside of those.
First, EA.
EA. Anything? You didn't watch it.
I didn't watch it.
It was... And it... This was probably the most normal, like, quote-unquote classic E3 press conference.
I heard it was just like... They have to appeal to...
It was the awkward business talk. It was like this was the only conference that really had weird moments. The other ones were kind of straightforward. But this was, I was telling you before the show, their big thing was that they had influencers, you know, presenting games, which is a bad name for people who are on YouTube and Twitch. the Giant Bomb guys were talking about that. Just like how gross of like an influencer, like the name influencer is.
Yeah.
Like, well, their point was like, when you have a title...
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's sort of a... Actually, no, this was Austin Walker talking about a conversation he had with Jeff from Giant Bomb.
Okay.
So this is on Waypoint. Whatever.
Yeah.
But, like, when you have a title, like, it's reductive to, like, kind of the core thing you do. So, like, he's like, I'm a critic. And, like, there's more things I do as a critic. But, like, that's, like, the main core thing I do. So if someone's calling you an influencer... In a way, like, it's kind of reducing everything else you do and saying, like, your most important aspect of what you do is that you can influence minds and sell product.
Mm.
Like, that's kind of a crappy thing to, like, put someone into. And so they had... It was just awkward because, they're streamers, but they're not... They're not
actors. Like,
they're not...
They're not professional
broadcast. No, they're not professional presenters. Like, they're not, that's not what they do. And so you put them on a stage knowing there's millions of people, like, watching them. Like, it's a different, venue than them in their house, like, in, on their terms, streaming something.
Yeah, with their own audiences.
Yeah, like, they had, I just seen in some people, like shoutcasting a Battlefront 2 match, like, which was super awkward.
Could handle that, though.
She was fine, but, like, it was, like, the first, like, gameplay of Battlefront 2.
Yeah.
It was a multiplayer match, which was in itself silly because the big push of Battlefront 2 is like, hey, we have a story mode this time. So it's, our first gameplay is going to be a multiplayer match. Then they had her, and it was two guys with her, like shoutcasting like a match of a game no one's seen before.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're, and like, this is not what they do. Like, they're not like game announcers. They're, they do other stuff. And so it's them like trying to like have that sort of like vibe, but also trying to like explain like what the game is, because no one knows these systems. Yeah. Like, it's just, it was bad. It wasn't a good way to present this game for the first time. They had one, like, they had two, like football, soccer football, like, podcast guys. Like, some, they have, like, some well-known, like, football influencers. Mm. Like, they came on stage and tried to, like, do a bit, and, like, no one was reacting. And it was weird. But they announced a new Need for Speed, which might as well be called Need for Speed, Fast and Furious.
Need for Fury.
Speed Pursuit.
Speed for Furious. Eight.
It looks like a Need for Speed game.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It'll be probably fine.
Yeah.
There's Battlefront 2, which looks very pretty. I hope it's, they brought the voice actor for the main character of the story. She came out and was talking about the game, and she seemed genuinely excited about it. And she was making the rounds. She was on Kind of Funny a while back, and she came to the Giant Bomb show during the week, and like, she seems like super into it.
Yeah.
And like, totally genuine, like, and like, into this game and proud that she's a part of it. So her presentation was fine, and then they ruined it with the live multiplayer match. And all the people playing were Star Wars influencers who had been invited to take part in that presentation. Like, the whole thing was just weird.
Yeah.
But fine. New FIFA. It's got a story mode.
What are the things from this presentation you care about?
Battlefront.
Okay.
Looks good.
Feels good.
I think it feels good. Feels it sound great. Like Star Wars. I hope it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Need for Speed. I'm interested just because I like racing. I like racing games. It's a thing I do. Other than that, I'm trying to remember what they presented.
Well, if you don't remember,
and I can't really, so that's probably about it.
So we got like five more conferences.
We sure do.
We gotta
buckle down.
Through. So let's move on to Xbox. So Microsoft revealed their new console,
the Xbox One X.
The Xbox One X,
which no one will confuse with the Xbox One S.
No, especially not parents who aren't buying Christmas gifts for their chillins.
Of course not. It'll go over great.
Yep.
No confusion, no heartbreak.
Every time.
It'll be great.
Perfect.
It's $500.
Yeah, that's a lot.
What does it do?
More of the same, but better.
It does 4K, kinda, mostly.
It does 4K, and it's it has teraflops.
I loved how they made such a big deal about it's gonna be true 4K, and then the rest of the week was like, well, actually, this is like almost 4K. This is also checkerboard on the PS4 Pro. So like, it's kind of just the PS4 Pro.
Yeah.
The PS4 Pro is $400.
Yeah. But it's still more powerful,
but
definitely.
Here's the thing. Will that matter at all?
Will anyone notice the difference? Probably not.
Who has a 4K TV? Not many people.
And who would notice the difference? If you put, like, no one would notice the difference.
So, I mean, for me, I actually can. I think part of that is because my eyes are messed up.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, TVs in general look pretty good to me because I can see things. If I'm at the right distance from a screen, I can see things that are distant. Like, from the perspective of the screen, clearly I can see things distant in real life.
Yeah.
Like, you know, that's how everyone's eyes are, but my distance vision drops off really quickly. So TV in general for me, like, looks better than real life. But, like, the difference between 720 and 1080 and 4K are all very noticeable to me. That being said, I don't really care.
The thing is, like, would you notice, I mean, I think my point is, would you notice PS4 Pro versus Xbox
Oh,
One?
that, no, probably
Yeah.
not.
So like,
That's
going
what you
back
give it
to
to, yeah.
your thing, it's like PS4 Pro is $400. And it also, but it doesn't play
4K Blu-ray players.
Yeah, so Xbox One X still is really compelling.
I
or Xbox One S, I don't know, right?
Yeah,
you also
you,
have...
You, and those are 300.
Yeah, so...
And that has a 4... Yeah, so it... And the thing is, like, so, like, Microsoft's first-party games, they'll look great. They will play amazing. They will look the best.
Yeah.
That's where you'll get the best console ever out of that machine. Any third-party game or developer, I don't think they're going to waste their time trying to, like, super-spec for these top consoles when the vast majority of their audiences has the base models.
Yeah.
Like, if I have millions of people on, you know, base PS4, base Xbox One...
Which still looks great.
Which still look great. That's who I'm going to... Hopefully, I would hope, like, that's where you put your effort. And for, like, the maybe 1 million or so who have, like, the high spec, who cares?
But Shadow of War on an Xbox One X would look pretty sweet.
I guess... So, we're jumping ahead a little bit, but I don't know about that game... I really don't know. Like, you liked Bruce. Like, Bruce is fine, I guess. But, like, I feel like that game is almost pushing itself too far, and I'm worried that it's going to...
I think it's too big.
Yeah, I think it's going to end up being an amazing first 5 hours, and then you're going to have seen all that it can do, because it's doing so much that it can't go deep.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's fair. I mean... Honestly, everything that I've seen from it so far, I feel like it hasn't impressed me. I'm just into it because I was really into the first one.
The first game, I almost said movie, is really good. But even kind of that had the same thing, sort of. Like, once you kind of dug through the Nemesis, once you cleared out the Nemesis system, like, once,
yeah,
that's the game. The story's not worth it.
Yeah.
You know, the ranks of the enemies, like, they'll refill, but, like, once you kind of done the thing once, like, that's what that game does. It does it really, really well.
Mm-hmm.
And it still looks, it's a really good looking game still today. Like, yeah, it's still one of the best looking games of, like, the new generation.
Yeah.
So I don't know. We'll see. They revealed a Porsche at the Microsoft conference.
Yep.
'Cause that's a good idea.
Yep.
I don't know. What were your thoughts on the Porsche?
I don't care.
It looked like a Porsche. I think all Porsches look the same. Forza 7 looked really good, though.
Yeah.
It looked very pretty. It's a racing game. Of course it does.
But I was looking at it up close, and I think the 4K works against it.
Interesting.
Yeah, because, like, you see where it cracks
mm-hmm.
a lot more easily. Because everything's so detailed that you can pinpoint, like, super quickly.
Everything that's not perfect
yeah.
stands out.
Yeah. We're
that
getting,
makes sense.
It's like uncanny valley, but like under a microscope.
It's like when HDTVs came out and everyone like, oh, like
oh
that's
gosh.
What live broadcasters look like.
Yeah.
Like, they're like, you're not, it's like you're all like caked in like weird,
all those
creepy
pores.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like I can see everything.
They had a Simpsons episode where like Krusty the Clown show, it they bought an HDTV
mm-hmm.
and then it like showed him.
Oh,
and
his yes,
face is
yes.
just like nasty. Yeah.
When Simpsons is good, it's really good.
Yeah.
Anything else from them?
No. Did they show off Anthem?
Yes, they did.
I mean, Anthem looks cool, but...
They did, like, a very short preview, and then I guess it was EA.
Was it EA?
It was backwards. EA announced it very short. Microsoft had the long demo.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because they came before.
I mean, Anthem looks cool. I mean...
It looks cool. We don't know anything about it.
We don't know anything about it.
Other than they chose to do a dumb fake microphone chat trailer. I hate those so much.
Yeah.
I hate those.
Because, like, the actual... But, I mean, I like those. I like the thought that, like, people could actually do that because the reality sucks.
Yeah, but that's the problem. Like, you're selling... Like, but it's pretended you no one will ever have that experience playing that game. No one talks to that online, even with your friends. Like, no one talks like that.
Yeah.
The experience presented in that trailer is not one that anyone will ever actually have.
People, when I'm playing group chat in like Destiny, and we're on a team and like, you know, doing missions, people just call me the N-word, even if they don't know that I'm black. That's just how people are.
Like, that's what online. That's why, like, I don't know, on some level, Nintendo having the weird voice chat thing doesn't matter, because no one uses it voice chat anyways, except for monsters.
Yeah.
But yeah, so they showed off Anthem.
Like you, Marzipan.
They showed off kind of a lot of games. They showed off some indie games. But
Ori. I'm just getting a Ori 2. Sequel.
Yes.
And it's a mix of 2D and 3D, and I don't like that.
It's kind
of
weird.
I don't like when Rayman Legends did that, and I certainly don't like it when Ori does that. But it's a lot cheaper.
You know what's not going to do that, though? Cuphead.
Cuphead.
They showed more Cuphead.
They gave it a date.
It still looks so good.
It's
so good looking.
It looks great. It's just, it's no longer just a like, boss rush mode.
Good.
From what I've played and what I've heard, the, like, actual platforming levels are just whatever.
I mean, I don't have an Xbox, so, like, whether or not I'll ever play that game is up in the air. But, like, I don't like boss rush game. I don't like boss
you
rush
games.
You
like Fury.
I liked Fury, but I stopped playing it because I was like, oh, this is all this is.
Yeah.
Like, so, like, even if the platforming levels are, like, okay, like, it's something to get you from point A to point B. And, like, I totally get it, someone wouldn't want that, but, like, for me, like, I don't want it to just be boss.
Well, I mean, I'm with you, but as someone who's a big fan of the Kirby series, like, those levels don't actually matter. It's like, you're not, like, those levels are just so rudimentary. Like, if I'm gonna be playing through a platformer, I want it to be interesting.
I mean, obviously you want it to be good.
Yeah.
And the better it can be, the better. But, like, I would rather have mediocre platform between my good boss fights than just good boss fights. Which sounds kind of weird and counterintuitive.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm weird and counterintuitive.
Maybe you are. Bethesda.
Bethesda Land. What did you think of that whole framing?
I freaking love that.
Really?
I love the crap out of that. It was cute.
Liked the concept.
Hmm?
I liked the concept a lot. I liked their promo material for it. I think in practice, it was a little bit jarring. I think they didn't flow in and out of it all that well. I think it was a bunch of hard cuts. Like, here's our unified Bethesda Land, mm-hmm. like, graphics, voiceover tone, but then hard cut to game, and then hard cut back into it. And, like, I don't necessarily know what I would have done differently. Mm-hmm. I just felt like the idea was there and really, really good. I didn't like how it was implemented in the show itself.
That's fair.
But
what about the games?
So what did we see?
Wolfenstein.
Interesting.
Yeah.
It looks interesting.
It looks really cool. I think I'm into it. Never played Wolfenstein, any of them. So
I have New Order. So yes, yeah. Yes. Haven't beat it, but it's fun.
Mm-hmm.
I played it recently-ish. It feels kind of dated, but it plays smooth. It plays well. And the story stuff that, like, they do with it is kind of neat.
Yeah.
The trailer they showed looked awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So that was cool.
It was a good trailer.
Skyrim VR, Fallout VR, as a VR owner.
Skyrim for Switch.
Yeah. We knew that was coming, though.
Skyrim, but they showed amiibo support.
So you can have a nasty hair Link.
Nasty hair?
You have nasty hair
Link. Nasty hair Link boy. Yeah.
With a Master Sword and motion controls.
I think that's cool. I think that's, like, I think that's what they needed to do to make this billion-year-old game relevant for that platform. Like, if it was, because it's not the special edition version, it's just Skyrim, but then, it's like, why would people want that? Well, it's like, well, it also has this thing that like, you can only experience on this console.
Did they go in any more depth about what the, I cannot talk today, it's so hot.
No, they did not, but like.
So, like, it could literally just be, here's a Link.
It could just be that.
So, like, if it's that, like, that's fine. Like, I have no problem with that being done, but, like, That isn't. I don't know. I'm not a Nintendo fan the way you're a Nintendo fan, or the way that Nintendo fans are Nintendo fans. But I think Skyrim, people either are or are not interested in it at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're either going to get it or not.
Yeah.
So I think having the amiibo stuff is a fun bonus, but I don't think it's going to sway anyone.
Hmm.
Like, do you think it would?
Yes, I do. I honestly do. I think there's people who are on the fence, and this is coming on the heels of Breath of the Wild 2, and looking for more of that.
I need some more Link RPG.
I just need
some, so I'm gonna get it out of my nasty hair, Link.
Yeah. But it's like, it's just kind of a different perspective. I also like the whole motion controls thing, just in the sense that like VR or like Skyrim VR and like Fallout VR, it's like you totally don't need that, but like it's a fun thing to play with if you get bored. I think it's, for me, it's just more variation. It's like this game is so old. It's like, give it to me, but like give me something else to do with it. I don't think it harms it, and you're not forced to play that way. Whatever.
Yeah, I mean, and I suspect it'll kind of work and be fun to try, and then people will go back to regular controls.
Yeah.
And like, again, on its face, not really a problem, but like, could they have used that time and resources like for newer stuff, other stuff that's not Skyrim at this point?
Yeah,
but whatever, they've done it, they've done the work, it's coming out.
Anything else from Bethesda for you?
There's a Dishonored thing, but
Dishonored, oh,
they just showed the trailer for it, for the DLC. The DLC for the first game was very, very good.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully it's very, very good.
Yeah. I feel like Bethesda had, like, so much more cool stuff. Is that kind of it?
They didn't show anything for Prey.
I think if we're not remembering it off the top of our heads, then it's like,
probably
whatever.
Not. Sweet car alarm. Is it Ubisoft now or Sony?
Sony was the morning. Yes. So there's nothing at Sony, so we should just move on to Ubisoft. Just kidding. Kidding. Children.
I mean, Sony's was fine. There wasn't really anything unexpected from Sony's, other than the Shadow of Colossus.
Shadow of Colossus remake.
That was kind of out of nowhere.
That was really cool.
Yeah, and that was the day after I bought The Last Guardian, because it was on sale, and I was like, oh, okay, I'm already like back in this mindset. I am so ready for this.
Yeah.
It's a very good game.
Did you play the original
Shadow? I played about half of it.
I wanted it. I never got it, but like I just like always wanted that game.
I played it when it was on PS2, like, and when that game came out, it was mind-blowing.
Yeah.
I had never played anything that looked like that, that controlled like that, that big floppy, over-the-top, like, weird animation.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's still plenty of that in Last Guardian. People complain about it, like, oh, it's clunky, oh, it's wonky. Like, I love that. It should be. Like, it's just this big floppy boy.
Yeah. big floppy boy.
I hope it's good. Uncharted.
Yeah.
Thoughts?
My buddy is working on that game. He handles all of the dialogue. And, I'm excited for it. Like, it's more Uncharted, and it's a different perspective, like, different story. I have a feeling, like, it's gonna be, I think we're underestimating it. I think, like, it looks like, you know, this, like, little DLC side story. And,
I mean,
like, I feel like Naughty Dog's gonna deliver beyond
the,
what...
The way they presented it, I mean, it's $40.
Yeah.
And it's a standalone thing. And at the show, they're like, this is essentially a full game experience.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they haven't shown much of it, so I feel like they are kind of holding back on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be kind of disappointed if it doesn't feel big at this point. I mean, this is probably, maybe for real this time, their last Uncharted thing for now.
For now.
And like, Uncharted 4 is really good, so I hope they can, you know, meet that level of expectation.
Yeah. Huh.
Dad of War.
Dad of War. That game looks really good.
I want to be more excited about it than I am. I don't know. Like, it seems neat.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I haven't really focused on it a lot. Yeah. I think I've just been like, I've kind of like, oh, that's coming out. And yeah. just kind of moved on. So it hasn't done anything like to grab me. But like, I have no reason to give as to like why like I'm disinterested. I'm just not.
For me, I'm really interested in the story of it. Like, I think that's like, you used to play Uncharted game.
But it's kind of like what they did with Uncharted.
Yeah.
Like what Naughty Dog did, going from, you know, 1, 2, 3, then 4, kind of like having, you know, Nathan kind of confront, like, remember when you were like a crappy weird video game like
yeah
mascot, like, deal with all that now as an adult. And like, they're doing that now with Kratos. Like, remember when you just murdered everyone?
Mm-hmm.
Now you got a son and gotta deal with that.
That's true.
So yeah. That's compelling.
Yeah. And like, I wanna be in that world. I mean, you know, going back to God of War's past, it was just this like hack and slash game where like you just attacked things, and then
it was a video game's video game,
and then slept with topless women
and killed topless harpies.
Just to, in order to restore your health, you had to have sex, right?
That was like, and for like one mini game, it was
yeah. But like every God of War game had some element of just like women being topless for no other reason than for the.
It was ancient cultures, and it was more normalized back then.
Yeah. So, but like, it was just like a game for teenage boys.
Yes, 100%. Basically, 100%.
And now it's like,
and now those boys are grown up.
And now those boys are grown up.
Well, you know,
yeah,
according to their birth certificate, at least.
Yes, and like, now we're having a mature story, and like, not mature as in it's like rated M because of boobies, but like mature as in like, you know, I could like show this to, you know, our professor Eric, and like, yeah, he would enjoy the getting into the like story and like getting mm-hmm. into this character and his relationship with his son and yeah. all that.
Like, it's a neat story and concept for a game. Like, I don't know why I'm not interested in this game like the way I feel like it should be.
Yeah.
So maybe I'll get that. Like, this to me feels like how I felt about Horizon.
Mm.
I didn't care about Horizon until like a couple weeks before it came out.
Yeah.
So who knows?
I think logically I'm very interested in it.
Yeah. What else do they have?
Spider-Man.
Oh my gosh.
Spider-Man looks
good. Oh my gosh.
Spider-Man looks great.
Spider-Man looks so good. I've talked about my love of Spider-Man here before, I'm pretty sure.
Probably.
If I haven't, I love Spider-Man. Spider-Man is my superhero. That's the one I remember watching the cartoons of. That's the one I remember being the most connected to as a kid.
Because he's the nerdy one.
You're
a nerdy
I'm one. A nerd. Like, Spider-Man's my dude.
Yeah.
And it looked really good. Like, it looks a lot like Arkham. But you know what? Those are really good games.
Yeah. The thing, too, is that, like, not, like, it, like, visually, it looks really good. For, like, an open-world game that looks like that, like, I'm excited.
Yeah. I mean, it's Insomniac. They killed Ratchet and Clank.
They did.
In like, a good way.
Like, Ratchet and Clank looks so good, but it's also, like,
a very, like, enclosed,
it's very stylized. Classic. Yeah, yeah, and also not, like, open-world. And, like, this looks really,
and looks, it's really nice.
Like, I'm trying to think of the words, but like, realistic.
Yeah.
Like, where Ratchet and Clank is like Pixar-esque. Like, this is like making things photo real.
Mm-hmm.
And so to have that level of fidelity in a much bigger world, like, I'm really impressed, because, you know, like, they make wonderful games, but like, even the more realistic Sunset Overdrive was still really stylized, was like still cartoony, you know. It wasn't, I didn't know that they were capable of doing this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's good to see them kind of branching out. It's kind of, I mean, it's kind of Naughty Dog's transition from you know, crash.
That, that's
then,
true.
And then Jack and Daxter.
They did make
and
crash.
Then over to, and over to Nathan Drake's smooth skin body.
His oily
like,
skin body.
Like, Spider-Man's animations look like Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
The voice looks good.
The voice looks good.
The voice looks good to my ears.
A good looking voice.
It's an older Spider-Man.
Yeah.
He's in his 20s. So it's not an origin story, which is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Sick and tired of origin stories.
We know. He gets bit and gets powers.
That's like the one thing that the Arkham series did great. Like, none of those are origin stories.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, you are Batman from...
Not even like, origins.
No, not... I guess there was literally Arkham Origins.
We don't count that one.
Rocksteady doesn't, so neither will we. In the demo, like, people were kind of concerned because it looked like kind of more of like a level-based kind of game, like more like enclosed, like, oh, is this even a free-roam game? And they were very quickly, yes, it is. And the web-slinging is, like, it sticks to stuff, has to stick to stuff, it's physics-based, it's what you want it to be.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very excited.
Yeah.
But I can't talk about it anymore. So let's move on to Ubisoft, who won E3.
Yes, they did, right?
They totally won
E3.
I
think, but Nintendo also kind of did really well.
We'll stick with that. I will say, I watched Nintendo's press conference, or whatever it was, their 20-minute highlight reel.
25-minute E3 spotlight.
I wasn't impressed.
What?
TBH.
What?
The only thing that really excited me was when they said, we're making a real Pokemon game for Switch.
Like, and a Metroid... two Metroid games.
I don't care about Metroid. I do not care
about
Metroid.
Two Metroid games.
Never have. I tried to like Metroid. We're getting ahead of ourselves. Back to Ubisoft.
Well, I mean, we're already halfway through Nintendo's.
Sure, they only have like eight things to show. So Metroid,
eight really strong things.
Two remake, whatever. It looks weird.
Looks
Metroid
awesome.
Prime 4. It's a logo. Who knows what that is or if it's gonna even come out? Don't tell me you know anything for sure. You don't. It's a logo.
Why wouldn't it come out?
Lots of games get canceled, Marcus.
Not lots of Nintendo games.
Well, we'll see.
They've been working on that for years now.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. It's a logo. I hope it's good. I hope all these games are great. I just don't care about them.
I care about them a lot.
Lots of people care about Metroid Prime.
Yeah.
I am not one of those people. The concept was cool. I tried playing those games and I hated them.
Why?
I don't know. They controlled bad. It seemed weird. It was... I don't know. Like, I feel like it didn't feel like good enough of a shooter or good enough of a puzzle game. Like, it just felt clunky and awkward. And I think I've touched all of them at this point.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
I don't know. I like them. I liked them.
So, what else was there?
Super Mario Odyssey. We got our first good look.
So, I will say that game looks incredible.
It is.
We have talked about this game, you know. We were nerding out each other
mm-hmm.
that whole day. It looks really, really good.
So I got to play it. It feels so perfect. Like, if there's one thing you can count on is that when Nintendo makes a Mario platform game, that the controls are going to be just, like,
If
nothing else, it's going to control well. And this game controls super well. And it's really creative. And the big thing is that you can possess things.
Cool, that's a fun kids game.
You can possess pretty much any object.
You can possess other human beings.
Only if they don't have hats on.
What, so he asked for it?
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that he was possessable. And Mario possessed him.
Wow. It looks really, really good. It looks really pretty.
What I played was very fun.
Were you in the desert town or New Donk City?
I went to Donk because...
Who wouldn't go to Donk?
I saw what the mission was, and the main mission was assemble this band for our concert.
Mm.
And I was like, I love music, and I love when Nintendo does... a lot of games where they layer music on really, really well.
Mm-hmm.
Like ARMS does that. Where, like, you're in the main menu, and it's this, like, you know, really funky, like, you know, Brazilian-esque anthem. And then you go, like, One Menu Deep, and like it's the same song, but it's like more reserved and more of this like hip hop beat.
That's cool.
But like then when you back out, it's like in the same place, but it's back to the like full band beat and like all that like layering.
That's fun.
And then like this game, like I was going through that mission. I was collecting. Finding all of the musicians to like make this band, and then after you collect each one, it like brings you back into the auditorium, where they're on stage, and so the first person you find is the like drummer, but then there's a guitarist, and then there's a bassist, there's either a trumpeter or a saxophone player, and then they spoilers I guess is like. They're playing the Super Mario theme song, but like in this like quintet, and like you can hear that build instrument to instrument from just drums to like having this like full band, and like I think that's really really cool.
That's neat.
And we don't have enough time to talk about all the things that they're doing just in those first two kingdoms, just like all the ways that they're creativity is just shining out of their glorious Japanese butts.
Okay. They're making a Pokemon game.
They're making a Pokemon game.
It's not Pokken.
No. They're making...
What if it's just Pokken 2? What if after all that it's just Pokken 2?
They said mainline.
They did.
So
they did.
We can be confident.
Oh gosh.
Okay.
I'll be excited for that.
Yeah.
So back to Ubisoft, the winners of E3.
Wait, didn't Nintendo have more stuff?
I don't know, probably not.
Yoshi game?
Who cares? Papercraft Yoshi?
Who cares? That game...
It'll be fine. Yeah. It'll be fine.
It'll be fine.
Was there a Kirby game?
And a Kirby game.
It'll be fine, too.
It'll also be fine.
It'll be fine.
We got, like, two fine games. I feel like
They're going to make a Kirby and Yoshi game. That's where it's leading.
That's... Like, why haven't they?
Yeah, like... It's going to happen.
Oh, Mario and Rabbids, which is...
Well, that's Ubisoft. That's our segue.
Yeah.
We plan that.
Yep.
So, what is that game?
Have you heard of a little game called XCOM?
I have.
Yeah.
Tactical, brutal, alien action, hardcore, permadeath.
Yeah.
Tactical.
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 Tactical. What if it was that game, but with, like, minions... But they were rabbits, but they were like minions, and then Mario was
there
too with a gun.
They were the original minions. They were the original.
They were, and you know what? They're way better.
They are way better, but they don't like. But they don't have funny catchphrases though.
They just go wah
wah. Okay, you're right. That is a funny
catchphrase.
Did you see that Instagram? Rabbit Peach.
Yes.
It's so amazing.
Yes, I did. I looked it up. It's very good. So, Nintendo and Ubisoft are making an XCOM game with Mario and the Rabbids.
Mm-hmm.
None of this makes sense, but it looks really cool.
Yeah. I didn't know I wanted something so badly until I saw it.
Like, when they demoed it and they showed, like the levels are all pretty small, especially compared to XCOM stuff. And, like, you can do, like, these like, combo moves, where, like, you're jumping on other characters, and you can use, like, Mario pipes to, like, do, like, these really cool, like, traversal things. You can move, like, all the way across the map, like, in one move. Like, and, like, the different characters have different power. Like, it seemed really intricate.
Yeah.
Like, way more involved and deep than it has any need to be.
Yeah. And I'm excited for that. Like, and just the UI and just, like, everything. I think it's looking to be a really, at the very least, a well-designed game.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it. After Splatoon comes out, I want to get like a month in, and then I need to send in my Switch to Nintendo to get it repaired because the speakers aren't working.
That's right.
But like, I mean, it's been broken for like 3 months. Like 2 months. Well, like, it's only been out for 3 months. But like, I've been playing Zelda, and I haven't wanted to like part with it. So I've been using this broken Switch. Because I want to keep playing.
You have a problem.
I do.
We should talk about that.
But the DLC is coming out. So I've decided that I'm not going to beat Zelda yet. Because I want to finish the DLC first.
God.
Because that gives you... the full power of the Master Sword if you complete it. And then there's hard mode.
Okay. We gotta talk about Ubisoft, though. They had so many good things.
Okay, fine.
Okay. Oh, Microsoft talked about Sea of Thieves, but they don't really talk about that, but to talk about Skull and Bones. Which is basically all the parts of Assassin's Creed 4 that you wanted that aren't Assassin's Creed, and now it's a multiplayer game.
Yep.
You're a pirate ship, and you do pirate stuff.
It looks cool. I don't want it.
It looks cool. This is like their For Honor for this year.
Mm.
This is their, we had a cool idea, we have the tech, we have someone who wants to make it.
We have millions of dollars.
We have the money to throw away at someone to go put them in a room and make this game. So go make it. It's cool. I like that Ubisoft makes weird games like this. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I'll actually play it.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like it's multiplayer only, which I'm getting more into.
Yeah.
But
Overwatch.
But they're doing cool stuff with the tech they have.
Yeah.
Ubisoft is
becoming my favorite developer.
They have a lot of good stuff. Like, I don't get the Ubisoft hate. You're making weird things with your hands and I don't like it. Okay, they showed more of... Well, they actually didn't show a lot of Assassin's Creed at the Ubisoft thing, but they showed stuff around the show. That game's going open world, and they have... Marcus, you gotta stop.
Okay.
You gotta stop with the hands. This is looking crazy, and I kind of want to just explode.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Oh my god.
Yes. Valerie's doing it too.
They showed Assassin's Creed. It's open world, and there's loot, and there's stats, and there's an eagle, and it's in Egypt, and it's an origin story.
There's arrows.
It looks pretty, and I will need to see more, but it looks neat.
I like it.
I like the setting. I like that they're mixing it up.
Yeah.
I think Assassin's Creed needs to be mixed up.
Yeah.
And I liked Syndicate.
I love Syndicate.
Syndicate was great, but it was like... the most simplified that game has ever been.
You think so?
Like, oh yeah, like that game practically played itself.
Yeah.
Like in a lot, like it was still fun.
Wait, is that why I liked it so much?
Probably.
Oh shoot.
Like the climbing was like super, like it looked really good. It felt smooth, but like you didn't really need to do anything. The combat was two buttons and you didn't really need to do anything. A lot of the animations kind of just worked themselves out.
Yeah.
Like, it was a fun game, the setting was cool, I thought the story was interesting, but, like, that game was kind of just on autopilot.
Huh.
So, like, to see them break from that and make something, almost a new genre.
Yeah.
Well, not a new, but for Assassin's Creed.
Yeah.
They're not...
a new genre of Assassin's Creed.
We are Ubisoft. How about this new genre
Creed
called
is
a role-playing game?
Assassin's Creed is basically its own genre, anyway.
Yeah. They also showed some more Far Cry 5.
Now, for me, that's the game that I'm looking forward to the
most.
I love
me some Far Cry.
Far Cry is not for me, but Far Cry 5, I'm so into that because of its premise. Which is, it takes place in modern America in...
Montana.
In a fictional town of...
Hope
County, Montana. And it's basically... this radical religious Christian dude is like taking over the town. He like gets this, he believes he gets this prophecy from God, and long story short, he basically starts killing a bunch of people because he says he thinks that God has called upon him to like do that. And so you're kind
of... Mr. Ubisoft, and you say, no, sir.
Yep. And so you, as the player, trying to, like, liberate the town from the cult religious influences in this town. And, like, it just... I'm not doing that synopsis justice.
It's all the mass murder and culture appropriation you expect from a Far Cry, but this time it's your own.
Yep. Yeah, and I think... that's why it's so cool, because I want to see how Americans react.
Yeah,
and, like,
no,
how those people who actually...
Early evidence says poorly, but you know what? that's cool.
And I love that they're just going with it.
Yeah. No, like, I hope they go, like, there's almost, if they do it really well, awesome. If they do it poorly, it's still going to be, like, a fun train wreck to watch.
Yeah.
Like, as far as dealing with, like, the themes and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's no way that they can deal with that story in a way that I will not be either impressed or entertained by.
Yeah.
So I'm already on board with it.
Yeah.
And it'll play like a Far Cry game, and those are fun. So that's going to be a good game. They also...
And you get a dog buddy.
You get a dog buddy. And there's cows having sex.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, instant buy.
Yeah.
I'm going to pre-order that right now.
For sure. All the way.
You ever seen Beef Get Beefed?
Okay. So they ended the show with a little something.
What are we ending it?
Ubisoft. The last trailer. Their surprise.
The last trailer. Their surprise.
Left a really big impression on Marcus.
Oh! Beyond Good and Evil 2.
They sure did.
Yeah. I mean, I never played the first game. I don't have, like, a connection to it, but the trailer looked awesome.
Looked awesome. You know, throughout the show, as you know, outlets saw it and kind of talked to the developers, it's kind of a tech demo at this point. They have ideas. Have you heard anything about this?
The Space Monkeys program. How have they been working on this game for so long and still need...
Because they've scrapped, like, their ideas, like, 5 times. So they're No Man's Skying this game.
That's gonna suck.
Mm.
It might suck.
Mm.
I hope it doesn't.
If Waypoint does a really good breakdown of what this game is doing, we don't have time to talk about it.
Okay.
Go listen to them. It seems neat, but it's, like... The thing about this is that the way they kind of broke it down is, like, they're making a brand new engine with brand new technology that's all very interesting, and, like, this game may never come out, but the technology that they're making is probably going to, like, fuel Ubisoft games for the next decade.
I hate that.
It might also come out, but I'm just saying, like, like, there's the reason why Ubisoft is letting, you know, Michael Ancel do whatever he wants is because there's a dual purpose. It's not just about making this game. It's about, like, revitalizing all of Ubisoft's tech. So
interesting.
Yeah, so, like, it's all of it's interesting. It's all up in the air right now. And they did the crew too. There's planes and boats this time.
Whatever.
Yeah, I don't know. The crew's okay.
I saw this meme going back to Rabbids, Mario plus Rabbids. Like, why wasn't that just Rayman plus Mario?
Because, like, Nintendo probably gave him a lot of money.
Like Rayman. Glowbox, the teen. It's like Rayman has such a beloved cast of characters.
You know who has a more beloved cast? Mario.
Yeah, but, like, why couldn't, like, Mario and Sonic, like, those are both two big
franchises. It's a Nintendo exclusive. Why would Nintendo not want to use their characters?
But they are, and they could also use Rayman.
They might. We don't know. Maybe they do. Maybe there's whole other teams.
Maybe.
Or maybe not. I don't really care about Rayman.
But, like, Rayman's a much bigger sell than Rabbids is.
But you couldn't do a Rayman and Mario game. That doesn't make any sense.
Why not?
Because...
I mean, neither does Rabbids.
The whole premise of the game is the Rabbids have invaded, like, the Mushroom Kingdom. And so it's Mario sending them back. You can't be like, oh, Rayman invaded the Mushroom Kingdom. We're going to shoot Rayman.
No, you could be Rabbids have invaded the Mushroom Kingdom... And Rayman's and his crew are sending them back.
Why wouldn't Mario send them back?
Because they're Rayman's problems. If, like, Rayman... Or, like, those...
Why do you like Rayman so much? He's kind of dumb.
That was my favorite series.
Rayman's
kind of
dumb.
This is my favorite series.
He doesn't even
up.
Have arms.
Neither does your wife. Do you think she's kind of dumb?
She
has arms. She doesn't have a hand. She has multiple arms. She has 1.5 arms. That is more than one. That is arms. Ugh. A lot of things happened in E3. A lot of things happened today. We've talked for very, very long, Marcus. This episode turned into an hour and 32 seconds of E3 in remembrance.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace, E3. Which is kind of sad because maybe that's more real than we think it is. What do you think of E3? E3 is kind of becoming weirder and weirder every year.
I don't think it's going anywhere.
It's just gonna... Hold on. One thing we didn't talk about, did you watch Devolver's thing?
Oh, they like, basically made fun of, like, press conferences in general.
Yeah, it was, like, this 15-minute long, just, like, brutal takedown. It was entertaining.
That's wonderful, yeah.
Devolver's making good games. Yeah. Or, they help games get made. Yes. I guess they don't really make stuff, but whatever. Well, Marcus, a year from now, we'll know how many of these games actually made it to light and how many are dead.
Yeah. Like your cat.
Like my cat lying on the ground. It's hot. I'm hot. I feel like a swamp.
I'm a swamp.
Let's go turn on a fan.
Let's do that.
Yeah.
Drink a cold one.
Drink a cold one. Crack a cold one open with the boys. A cold one being orange juice.
Or
LaCroix.
An ice pack.
Just crack open an ice pack. Well, not the gel ones. That could be dangerous.
Don't drink it.
Don't drink the gel. It's bad.
It's not grapes.
And if you get sick, you might not be around to hear our next episode. Stay tuned. It'll be a good one, I promise.
It'll... Yes, it will.
But until then...
Bye forever.
Bye for now.
Ladies and spaghettis.
We almost made it through.
Yeah.
I'm Devin Valdivia, your host. This has been Marcus, the editor, stutterer-in-chief, Garrett. Bye.